speaking today with Congressman Lucas. How much are you in communications with G.T. Thompson as we get closer to serious work in the 2023 Farm Bill?
G.T. and I visit regularly. When I did the 2014 Farm Bill, G.T. was one of my subcommittee chairmen. And when we did the 2018 Farm Bill, he was then Chairman Conaway's essentially right-hand man. We've always worked closely together. I think the world of G.T., and I expect him to be chairman of the committee, and I expect to be sitting right next to him on the Ag Committee when we do it.
Is Title I as written in 2014 and 2018 still effective and relevant? How do you improve it in 2023?
Absolutely. The farm safety net is really what the Farm Bill is all about. Now, there's a huge amount of nutrition money, and there's conservation, rural development, ag research, a variety of things. But the programs that make sure that you can deal with weather and you can deal with price, the things that producers themselves do not control, are important. So it will still be there. The question is, what level? What will the cost of implementation be? But they'll still be there. Now, the overall Farm Bill, and I think we'll have a new, we'll reauthorize the 18 Farm Bill in 23, is hard work because there's a whole bunch of my colleagues in Congress who don't have a clue where their dinner comes from. They don't appreciate the effort it takes to get it on the plate, and educating them is something we all have to work on.
We know what you and the committee will be doing if you return to House Ag in 2023, the Farm Bill. But what is your likely agenda in the Science and Technology Committee if the House becomes led by GOP and you are chairman? What's important in the committee to your district in Oklahoma?
Well, there's things like rural STEM education, making sure that our young people at home have the opportunity in technology, science, engineering, mathematics, mechanics, those kind of courses. We have been so focused in so many years recently on a variety of things. We need to put more attention on the basic curriculums. Those STEM courses, those STEM subjects, are where the growth will come in the future. And from a perspective as being chairman of the overall committee, how do we make sure not only that we push STEM forward, but just the basic research programs, National Science Foundation, the energy programs at the Department of Energy, NOAA, the weather programs, those kind of things. And we're also responsible for NASA, back to the moon and on to Mars before the Chinese get there.
Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Pleasure as always.